Well, today's message, just a word of encouragement, is called Look Ahead. Look ahead, okay. I want to encourage everybody here today that God has got something special for you to do this year and in the years to come. God has got a special purpose. He's got a plan. He's got an end for your life. He's got a destiny. It doesn't matter what anybody or anything has told you in the past. You know, somebody may have told you in the past that you were in an accident going somewhere to happen. Well, that was inspired of the devil, because the devil is a liar and the father of lies. You know, you're not a mistake. You're not on this earth just to exist. You're not on this earth just to take up space. You're not on this earth just to sit here all day at the day center. This is a good start, but God has got something more for you than just being in this place, right? You're not a spare part in the body of Christ. You're not a spare tire. You've got a vital part to play in this world and in the kingdom of God. And you may not be in the kingdom of God right now. You may not be a believer in Jesus Christ, but at the end of this service, you'll have the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord. That's where it all begins, is relationship with Christ. That's how you fulfill what God has called you to do, is by accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord. So how many agree here today that God has got something special for you? Amen. To do with your life? Say it with me. God has got something special for me to do with my life in this world and in the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. See, God is wanting you to go forward with your life. And one of the tricks that the enemy, the devil, the enemy of our souls, the devil, one of the tricks that he would try to use on us from going forward is to remind you of your past. He wants to create a prison called the past in your mind. He wants you to be incarcerated, imprisoned behind the bars called the past. See, God is wanting you to go forward. God is wanting you to accomplish His purpose, His destiny for your life, but the enemy is trying to keep you going backwards, looking backwards, you know, incarcerated behind the bars of the past. And you may have messed up in the past. You may have said some pretty bad things in the past. Maybe you abused somebody in the past in some way, verbally, emotionally, and some physically. You know, you may have abused drugs and alcohol in the past. You may have stolen. You may have stabbed your employer in the back. I don't know what it might be. You may have had a really messed up past. But I'm here to tell you today that with Christ, everything is new. If anybody is in Christ Jesus, He is a brand new creation. And maybe it was negative words that were spoken to you in the past, like I mentioned just a few minutes ago. Maybe somebody down-talked you, made you feel small as a child. Maybe it was in an adult relationship where somebody just belittled you and looked down on you and just, you know, just kind of crushed your self-esteem. Well, I'm here to tell you today, don't keep looking back to those negative words. Don't look back to the negative things you did and said. Look forward, because God has got something new for your life. Amen? Amen. You know, it's like driving a car. Anybody here ever drove a car or drive a car? All right, if you're trying to drive forward, but you keep looking backward all the time, you know, you're trying to drive forward, but you're looking backward, you're not going to go forward successfully, right? You might hit a tree, you might hit somebody, you're going to get into an accident. In order to drive your car forward successfully, you've got to be looking forward and not backward. It's the same way with your life. Start looking forward and not backward to the things you did in the past, the negative things you've done in the past. And some of you may have heard this before. I'm going to read it again. It's a little illustration story called The Duck and the Devil. There was a little boy visiting his grandparents on their farm. He was given a slingshot to play with out in the woods. He practiced in the woods, but he could never hit the target. Getting a little discouraged, he headed back for dinner. As he was walking back, he saw Grandma's pet duck. Just out of impulse, he let the slingshot fly, hit the duck square in the head, and killed it. He was shocked and grieved. In a panic, he hid the dead duck in a woodpile, only to see his sister watching. Sally had seen it all, but she said nothing. Now, Sally in the story represents the devil. After lunch the next day, Grandma said, "Sally, let's wash the dishes." But Sally said, "Grandma, Johnny told me he wanted help in the kitchen." Then she whispered to him, "Remember the duck?" So Johnny did the dishes. Later that day, Grandpa asked if the children wanted to go fishing, and Grandma said, "I'm sorry, but I need Sally to help make supper." Sally just smiled and said, "Well, that's all right, because Johnny told me he wanted to help." She whispered again, "Remember the duck?" So Sally went fishing, and Johnny stayed to help. After several days of Johnny doing both his chores and Sally's, he finally couldn't stand it any longer. He came to Grandma and confessed that he had killed the duck. Grandma knelt down, gave him a hug and said, "Sweetheart, I know. You see, I was standing at the window and I saw the whole thing, but because I love you, I forgave you. I was just wondering how long you would let Sally make a slave of you." Makes sense, right? Whatever is in your past, friends, whatever you have done, the devil keeps throwing up it up in your face, lying, cheating, debt, fear, bad habits, hatred, anger, bitterness. Whatever it is, you need to know that God was standing at the window and he saw the whole thing. He has seen your whole life. He wants you to know that he loves you and that you are forgiven. He's just wondering how long you will let the devil make a slave of you. The great thing about God is that when you ask for forgiveness, he not only forgives you, but he forgets. It is by God's grace and mercy that we are saved. That's just like the devil, right, Sally? Trying to bring up your past continually, trying to keep you in prison, from trying to keep you from going forward with the better thing that God has for your life. And maybe, friend, in your life, you've been trying to go forward in some area, maybe educationally. Maybe you've been trying to go forward in getting a degree, technical degree, whatever it might be, nursing. And maybe you messed up in the past and you didn't study. You failed courses in the past in high school, and the devil keeps bringing it up to you. You know, maybe you're trying to get a job, but you keep remembering about the past, how you dishonored a former employer, and the devil tries bringing it up to you. Maybe you're trying to get a job at a certain store at a certain location, and maybe you stole somewhere in the past, and the devil tries keeps bringing it up to you. I'm telling you here today, friends, just let it go. That's the devil. He tries to bring up your past to keep you paralyzed. Is that making sense? Yeah. All right, we're going to get into some scripture here. Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Now, if anybody had a really messed up past, it was Paul the Apostle. His name was once Saul, and he was a persecutor of Christians. He was breathing out threats against the followers of the way. You could find this in Acts chapter 9, verses 1 and onwards. Paul the Apostle had a really messed up past when he was known as Saul. All right, he was breathing out murderous threats. He thought he was doing God a favor by persecuting Christians. So if anybody could have been paralyzed and held to his past and not go forward, it was Paul. But look at this. Philippians chapter 3, and look what he writes. Verses 12 through 14. And he writes this. "Not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that which Christ Jesus took hold of me." Verse 13. It's the key verse. "Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken a hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Let me repeat that again right before verse 14. "Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead." If anybody could have been imprisoned by his past, it was the man who wrote these scriptures, Paul the Apostle. But he didn't let his past hold him back. He strained forward toward the greater thing, the prize that God had for him. You know, he preached the gospel to the Gentiles. That was the thing that God had for him, was to bring the gospel to the Gentiles. God had for him to set up churches in Asia Minor, and he did it faithfully. He made a great impact for the kingdom of God in this world 2,000 years ago. He did not let his mess ups stop him. And Paul the Apostle should be an example, a model for you and I to follow. Jesus Christ was the greatest missionary in the New Testament. And number two was Paul the Apostle. And if Paul could do it, if he was breathing out threats and murdering Christians, guess what? We can do it as well. We can go forward and forget about the past. Because you know what? God forgives your past. God has forgiven your past. At the point that you accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord, all your sins were forgiven and forgotten by God. You've got to start seeing yourself as God sees you. Not according to your past, but as God sees you. See, when you start seeing yourself through the mirror of God's Word. You see, a lot of people look through the mirror of the past. They try to go forward, but they're looking in the mirror of the past. And every time they look in this mirror, they see their past and they can't go forward. Start seeing yourself in the mirror of God's Word. What does the Word of God say? It says that you are a brand new creation in Christ Jesus. Is that good news?
Yeah.
All right. We're righteous by faith in Christ. Now remember this. I said it just a minute ago, but I'll repeat it. Whatever sins you committed up until the point you accepted Jesus as your Savior and Lord were forgiven and forgotten by God. And this may have been 5 years ago or 10 years ago or a year ago or 6 months ago that you accepted Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Every sin you committed up until that point of accepting Jesus were forgiven and forgotten by God. Now, as you go on in your Christian walk, you've got to be holy as God is holy. You've got to overcome those sins. You've got to stay away from the drugs and the alcohol and the wrong relationships and the bad words. And if you get weak and you slip up and you speak a cuss word or you harm somebody or you get drunk or you abuse drugs, if you slip up, ask for God's forgiveness and He will forgive you. But remember, every sin you committed up until the point that you accepted Jesus were forgiven and forgotten by God. And maybe today you've never accepted Jesus. So today could be your brand new start. You can have an opportunity today at the end of this service to accept Jesus as your Savior and your Lord. This can be a brand new day in your life. Is that good news?
Yeah.
All right. Now, I'm going to read this this quote from the Preacher's Speaker's Quote Book. Okay. Now, listen to this. I know Brett has heard this before, but it bears repeating. Righteousness. A man who claimed to be a citizen of both the U.S. and England was arrested in Brazil and tried, court-martialed, and condemned to die. The British and American representatives did all they could to save his life, but their plans failed. And the Brazilian government said, he has violated the law and we are going to execute him. The day came for his execution. He stood out in an open field while the soldiers of the government readied their guns. Just before the execution, representatives of both the English and United States government walked out and wrapped the prisoner with the English flag and then with the American flag. Those two men stood back and said, if you fire on this man, you fire on the English and the American armies and the English and American navies. He is covered with the flags of these governments. The executioners lowered their guns. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Now think about it this way. When you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord, you were covered, not with a flag, but with the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen? So that if the devil tries to fire on you from that point, he is firing on God and the entire kingdom of God. He's in big trouble. You know, he knows that when you accepted Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, you were a brand new creation. All right? He knows that you're covered with the blood of Jesus, but you need to outsmart him. And let him know, you know what? You're trying to condemn me, devil. You're trying to put a guilt trip on me, but I am covered by the blood of Jesus. My past has been forgiven by God. It's been forgotten by God. And I'm going to start seeing myself as God sees me. And you quote the word to him. Romans 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And as you quote him the word with the authority you have in Christ, he has got to flee from you. And he will flee from your mind. He'll stop whispering into your ears your past. But it all starts with relationship with Christ. You see, Jesus Christ is righteous. He is the spotless, perfect Lamb of God. He never sins. And the righteousness of Jesus can become yours. Not by anything you do, but by faith alone. Faith in Christ. The righteousness that is Christ's can be yours, not by any good thing that you can do, but by faith in Christ. You can be robed with Christ's righteousness. Philippians chapter 3. We were just in that chapter. We'll go back in verses 8 and 9. Paul writes in Philippians 3 verses 8 through 9. He says, what is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law. In other words, not having a righteousness based on any good thing that I can do, But that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by good works?
Faith.
No. That is by faith. You can be clothed with Christ's righteousness by faith in Christ alone. You see, when God looks at you, when you accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord, when God looks at you, He sees Jesus, the spotless Lamb of God. He doesn't see your past. He doesn't see your mess ups. He sees Jesus, the spotless Lamb. Amen?
Amen.
Is that good news?
Yeah.
All right. Now think about it this way. Think about it this way. A police officer who's off duty. You see this guy just walking around the streets. He's off duty. You know, he looks like a man who has no authority, right? He's just an ordinary citizen. But if you see him the next day, you recognize his face, and he's got on his police gear, he is seen as what? He is seen as a man of what? He's seen as a man of authority, right? He's seen as a man of authority because he's got his police gear on. And when you see him, then you respect him because he's now in authority. And guess what? When you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord, you became a person of authority because you were clothed with the righteousness of Christ. The righteousness of Christ became your righteousness. And the devil sees that authority. Use the authority you have in Christ and speak the word when he tries to condemn you. When he tries to put a guilt trip on you, just speak the word and say, you can't put a guilt trip on me. There's therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, I am a brand new creation. Like Sally in the story. Sally is like the devil, trying to bring up your past. Remember when you did this. Remember when you did that. You see, receiving the righteousness of Christ is the same thing as the word justified. When you put faith in Christ, you were justified. What does the word justified mean? Just as if I had never sinned. Just as, say it with me, justified.
Justified.
Just as if I had never sinned. And if you read Romans chapter 5, verse 1, Paul the Apostle talks about justification, being justified by faith in Christ. So when the devil tries to bring up your past and tells you, you remember when you stole, you tell him, no, I'm justified just as if I had never stolen in Christ. When he tries to bring up your negative past relationships, you tell him, no, devil, I am justified just as if I had never been in that immoral relationship. When he tries to bring up your drunkenness of the past, you tell him, no, devil, I am justified by faith in Christ, just as if I had never abused alcohol. When he tries to bring up your drug past, tell him, nope, I'm justified according to the word, just as if I had never abused drugs. When he tries to bring up the abuse you put on another person, tell him, nope, I'm justified, you're not going to condemn me, just as if I had never abused that person. Is that making sense today? Is that good news?
Amen.
Is that encouraging? Don't let the devil put a guilt trip on you. He's the one that brings guilt. He's the one who brings condemnation. In Christ, there is none. In Christ, there is only conviction, not condemnation. Condemnation is of the devil. Conviction is of the Holy Spirit. Is that making sense? All right. Just a couple of more scriptures. 2 Corinthians 5:17. We talked about this just a second ago. 2 Corinthians 5:17. It's a good one to remember. 5:17. It says this. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, and the new has come. If you are in Christ Jesus, your old past is gone, and you are a brand new slate in Jesus. And say it with me. I am a brand new creation
in Christ Jesus.
A brand new slate.
Today
is a new day for me. The start of a new life.
A brand new life
in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'm not going to let the devil
condemn me
concerning my past, because God has wanted me to go forward with the greater thing that He has for my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Start getting into the Word. Start meditating on those scriptures. Romans 8, verse 1. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. Romans 5, 1 talks about how you're justified, how you've been clothed with a robe of righteousness. Philippians chapter 3, verses 8 through 9. I mean, scriptures that if you start speaking them to yourself, you'll start convincing yourself that God has forgiven you. And the Bible says in Proverbs that as a man thinks about himself, so is he. If you just keep thinking about yourself according to your past, guess what? You're always going to feel so low that you could do a push-up under a penny. Anybody here ever felt that low concerning your past? Maybe it was a broken relationship with a child, with a parent, with a spouse, and the devil tries to keep bringing it up. Well, no. In Jesus Christ, it's got to go. Amen?
Amen?
Just quote the scriptures. As you think about yourself, so are you. If you start thinking about yourself as God thinks about you, according to his word, that you're justified just as if I had never sinned, then guess what? You're going to start thinking about yourself that way. Man, I've been forgiven. I'm a brand new person, a brand new slate. Today is the start of a new life for me. And speak it to yourself. Speak the scriptures to yourself. And what you speak to yourself and think about and meditate on, you'll start believing about yourself. Why not meditate and think about the scriptures day in and day out? Yes. See yourself according to the mirror of God's word, not according to the mirror of your past. Amen?
Amen.